This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
American basketball star Brittany Griner spoke to a Russian court today before her sentencing on a drug possession charge. Prosecutors asked for 9.5 years in prison.
I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
Her lawyer argued the Griner brought vape cartridges with cannabis oil to Russia inadvertently and only used cannabis to treat her pain from injuries sustained in her career. The lawyer said she used it only in Arizona, where medical marijuana is legal. It's payback for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. China, which claims Taiwan as its territory, is conducting live-fire military drills in the waters around Taiwan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
China says it has conducted precision missile strikes in the Taiwan Strait as part of military exercises by its Navy, Air Force, and other departments in 6 zones surrounding the island. The drills have been prompted by a visit to the island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
6,000 more Americans applied for unemployment last week. The number is continuing to rise, though the labor market remains one of the strongest parts of the economy. The McKinney fire in Northern California near the Oregon border is 10% contained. Crews are making progress against it, say officials. About 1,300 residents are still under evacuation orders. Dangerously hot weather in some parts of the nation today, says the National Weather Service. High temperatures are likely in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, it says. Heat advisories stretch from Boston to Washington, D.C. This is AP News. We expect to get Elon Musk's response to the Twitter lawsuit this week. His response to the lawsuit will be made public this week. The AP's Mike Gracia has this story.
Elon Musk's response to Twitter's lawsuit over his attempt to pull out of a $44 billion offer to buy the social media company will be filed publicly by Friday. During a teleconference Wednesday, Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick directed the public filing be docketed by 5 p.m. Friday. Lawyers representing Musk wanted to file a public version of their answer and counterclaims in Delaware court Wednesday, but Twitter's attorney said they needed more time to review and possibly redact internal information in Musk's sealed filing. Musk, the world's richest man, agreed to buy Twitter in April and take it private. But in July, Musk indicated he wanted to back out of the deal, saying Twitter had failed to provide him with enough information about fake accounts on its service. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.